The next patient is David Ledeau. The last name is Lima Echo Delta Oscar Ledeau. First name, David, D-A-V-I-D. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 52-year-old Hispanic male that has a history of arterial hypertension. The patient at the present time is taking lisinopril 10 milligrams POBID because he tolerates this medication very well. During the last visit, he was advised to take triamterin, T-R-I-A-M-T-E-R-E-N-E, and hydrochlorothiazide, 37.5/25. One tablet at least three times a week. However, the patient, he's not taking that medication with regularity. He says that his diastolic blood pressure is around 80, and the systolic around 30 when he checks in different doctor's office and at home. Today we have a diastolic here of 90 with the systolic in the 130s. He's advised to take the medication at least three times a week in order to avoid volume overload and hypertension. In the laboratory workup that was done on July the 12th on 1984, the BNP, beta-natriuretic peptide, was 21, which is within normal range. In the lipid profile, the cholesterol 162, HDL 34, LDL 111, and the triglycerides 83. In the CMP, the creatinine 1.2, the BUN is 16, the estimated EFR 69. Serum electrolytes with the normal limits, the CO2 is 25. Liver function test with the normal limits. The urinalysis, there is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment. The protein is negative. The protein creatinine ratio, 44 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within the normal range. The hemoglobin is 16. Following number, the patient has a hyperuricemia. He's had one episode of gout that is associated to a uric acid that is elevated at 9.1. I offer the possibility of treating the hyperuricemia with allopurinol or euloric. However, he says that the berry, B-E-R-R-Y, berry juice is the one that brings the uric acid down, and he's going to take it on a regular basis. Following number, hyperlipidemia, as we discussed. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. Reevaluation in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes review in the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.